This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
You know, yesterday we had a little bit of a whole dead cat bounce, if you will. The market was able to kind of rally. I think it makes some sense, Mark. You know, when you look at some of the money that's been made on the short side of the market over the last several weeks, you know, you do have a July WASD today. And so I think some folks are saying, hey, I'm going to maybe take a little bit of this money off the table, throw it in my boot, you know, and then maybe resume what we've been doing on the backside of this report. So, yeah, there's some short covering there, not huge rallies by any means. And we're kind of giving it back here this morning, but it is report day. So, of course, a lot can happen between now and the close.
So, Matt, we got some rainfall recently, kind of some of the remnants from the hurricane making its way to us. And I know you are located in Illinois. You got some of that rain. The Eastern Corn Belt seemed to have benefited from that pretty well. What do you make of the recent rainfall and maybe what it's doing to the ag marketplace?
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's the deal, Mark. I've been telling a lot of folks in the last couple, 3 weeks that, you know, you would essentially be able to prop this corn market up or keep it supported if the Eastern Corn Belt would continue to see that drought monitor show stress. You know, some of that stress was right there where we farm. We certainly were dry. Dry as a bone, actually. Saw the chance that this hurricane would, you know, as it turned into a tropical storm and kind of moved through the heart of the Midwest. I mean, that it had a chance at hitting us. And, you know, at the least, I think we had 2.5 inches. At the most, we were pushing 4. But Mark, I'll tell you what, you know, we were dry enough that there's not any water standing around, but we're saturated. We're in seriously good shape.
That was Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 5.25 at 395 even. August soybeans down 4.75 at 11.12 1/4. August soybean meal down $1.60 at $3.40.80. August soybean oil up 30 cents at $47.42. On the Merc, August live cattle down 87 cents at $181.37. August feeder cattle down 45 cents at $255.70. August lean hogs up 75 cents at $87.42. August pork cutout down 75 cents at 98 even. Class 3 milk up a penny at $19.82. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.